The dialect of Blagden, Somerset. Mr. George King, a native, a retired farm worker, aged 84, recorded at his home in Blagden by Stanley Ellis in July 1956.
Yes, I love me farming. I've had a few sheep up to now. I kept sheep, didn't I, Winnie? Yeah. Kept sheep all along. Me sight got bad, and I said, I can't speak fuck to come and see to my things. I didn't get rid of them, but there, I got rid of them. I said to Reggie Edward, I know, young Lance down here, I said, you take these sheep all to windward. I said, what about the price? Sell them what to fetch. Done on. I can't do them. Took them all, I had a good price for them. Sold well. Done wonderful well. Yeah. And Bach was in Amphire, didn't get the money, and it isn't that. But Jerry Edward, he's a bit of a dealer, he said, well, he's done well with the sheep, mate. But 2 days after him, I said, well, they were good sheep. Oh, they were young sheep, you know, good sheep. So that's how we come off. So he ain't got none now. Mm. I tell you, once I was up on top of the hill, I had two courts up there. You know, when you come along on top of the hill, well, you know, there's a farm down in the hollow, and there's a bit old barn place up above, we're in there. Well, I had that good place to look after. There. Well, and I had some bees, short irons and red paws and a lot of bees. A lady Woosie's jersey, or belonged to Woosie's. Good bees, good stuff. So I had to go to look after there, and I had to go and feed them. I got them in the morning, and you couldn't see near a hedge. You couldn't see a hedge. See the tops of the trees with snow. Well, I went on up, climbed down up the hill best I could, and got up towards the two trees. Oh, be Lord, when I got the two trees there, they're like a mountain in front of them. I didn't know where to go. So I opened up, well, you don't know. Well, I'll go back this way. I went back again, top of the two trees, and got and went over the gate. You never see the gate. I went over near about where the gate were. And when I got out of that gate, see, turned quite so deep there, touched the wind of the blood, it like up to this. And I walked along there. When I got along there, I thought, well, I ain't done now. I don't know where to go. And I thought, well, I shall have to get to the animals. The animals will have to be fed. So anyway, I thought, well, here to go. I went down through this corner. I go down through this kind of the hedge here. I got down on my stomach and I crawled. And I crawled the first dismere. A burnetism here down to the house down below here. On top of the snow. I didn't sink then, see? I crawled and crawled, and now not a soul about nothing else. I'm not a fight to get down into it there. I slabbed a boy, that's all. But anyway, I got through and got out to the hedge. I don't know, I got around just as bad as ever, and I got here. So anyway, I cut across here. I drug me way again over. Right across the road, over to the side of the ground, and down to the next farm, and went through the bottom, the hollow there, that was snow, that deep. I walked through then, went through that lounge, and when I got to the animals, I got out to them. When I couldn't go in the gate, I had to crawl over the top of the gate to go in where they were two, and they were all in the house. Had a good cowshed there. I just went and gone that. Got there, fed the beast. And I thought, oh, now we got to find the osses. And I shouted out, one arm wickered. Oh, then what the devil be him do? I shouted again, I get him up wickered for I see ever down in those hall. That got down in our quarry. And that snarber got like that right up all of those here quarry, and ever down in there. And up on the top, there weren't much snow, look, to blow it off the ground. So I shouted and shouted, I could see one arm's head. And they got it rigged and scraped and scratched and got out on it, up over it, and they come out to me.